the state of Kansas ends December 2024 with total tax collections at $1.1 billion, and that's $66.7 million, or 6.3% above the estimate. Total tax collections are up 8.1% from December 2023. Governor Kelly said, as she's highlighted before, even though our state's revenues are healthy, they must practice fiscal responsibility, and that's how they will continue to maintain economic growth and preserve Kansas's fiscal stability. Individual income tax collections were $451.5 million, $31.5 million above the estimate, and up 13.7% from December 2023. And corporate income tax collections were $275.4 million. That's $45.4 million above the estimate and up 16.8% from December 2023. Combined retail sales and compensating use tax receipts were $285.4 million. That's $13.6 million below the estimate and down $17 million from December of last year. While the risk to the general public still remains very low, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment is reminding Kansans to practice caution around wild birds and backyard poultry amid increasing reports of highly pathogenic avian influenza, or HPAI, virus, both nationally and within Kansas. HPAI is primarily an infection of wild birds. However, in the ongoing outbreak beginning in early 2022, numerous animal species have been infected, including domestic poultry, dairy cattle, wild carnivores like skunks and raccoons, and domestic cats. The virus is spread by migratory waterfowl, primarily ducks and geese. Kansas Department of Health and Environment Chief Medical Officer Dr. Derek Totten said the public health risk of HPAI remains low. And while there has been no person-to-person spread, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment is monitoring the situation carefully. He said they're working with people who have had flocks test positive and encourage the public to avoid contact with sick birds. Fall migration of wild birds increased in November and December, resulting in additional exposure to HPAI and thus an increase in cases in domestic poultry in Kansas. Since December 3rd, the Kansas Department of Agriculture has identified HPAI in 6 non-commercial backyard flocks and 2 commercial flocks. Current information regarding HPAI in animals in Kansas can be found at agriculture.ks.gov. And for more information on keeping yourself healthy while handling poultry, you can visit kdhe.ks.gov or cdc.gov/bird-flu. The Kansas Highway Patrol has released its New Year's Holiday Activity Report, and the reporting period for New Year's ran from 6 p.m. on Tuesday, December 31st, 2024, to 11:59 p.m. on Wednesday, January 1st, 2025. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that during this period, they worked 1 non-DUI-related crash, which resulted in 1 non-DUI-related fatality. Across Kansas, the Kansas Highway Patrol reported that there were 12 DUI arrests, 286 speed citations, 24 adult safety belt citations, 2 safety belt citations for teens, 8 child restraint citations, and 245 motorist assist calls. The cold weather rule, designed to help Kansans who are behind on their utility payments avoid disconnection during the winter months, remains in effect through March 31st. While the cold weather rule is in effect, utility companies cannot disconnect a customer service when the local temperatures are forecast to drop below 35 degrees within the following 48-hour period. The Kansas Corporation Commission, the agency that regulates public utilities in the state, implemented the rule in 1983 to prevent utility companies from disconnecting a customer's natural gas or electric service during periods of extreme cold. The cold weather rule also requires utility companies to offer a 12-month payment plan to allow consumers to maintain or reestablish service, and any residential customer with a past due balance will qualify for payment arrangements. However, it is the customer's responsibility to contact their gas or electric company to make those arrangements. The cold weather rule applies only to residential customers of electric and natural gas utility companies who are under the KCC's jurisdiction, though many municipal utilities and cooperatives have similar winter weather policies. Information about the cold weather rule is available on the Commission's website, kcc.ks.gov, and Kansans can also contact their local utility company or the KCC's Office of Public Affairs and Consumer Protection at 662-0027. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan encourages job seekers and employers interested in health care and social services to take advantage of this month's virtual job fair that's hosted by Kansas Works from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Wednesday, January 8th. Tolan said Kansas health care and social service entities are searching for new staff, whether you are entry-level or an experienced professional looking for a new opportunity. He said you can take this chance to connect with leading employers in healthcare and other vital industries and explore the open opportunities to further your career in a caring profession. The virtual job fair allows for anyone searching for a new position to fill out applications, chat live, and interview virtually with participating employers. And the virtual job fair portal features helpful information such as a job seeker training video, a list of participating employers, and channels for attendees to register and log in. Job seekers are also encouraged to dress professionally as employers may request to engage in a video interview. Candidates can participate through any digital device, and any individual with a disability may request accommodations by contacting their nearest workforce center at 877-509-6757 prior to the event. Registration is required to participate in virtual job fairs regardless of your previous participation, and to register or for more information, you can visit kansasworks.com. The state treasurer's office reported that as of December 19, 2024, there's around $616 million in unclaimed property waiting for people to claim in Kansas. The Kansas State Treasurer's Office describes unclaimed property as mostly consisting of money. However, it can also be any financial asset that has yet to be claimed by its owner or hasn't been used by its owner for a long period of time, usually consisting of around 1 to 5 years, though real estate is not considered unclaimed property. Unclaimed property can consist of insurance proceeds, stocks and bonds, safety deposit box contents, payroll checks, money orders, refunds and overpayments, and bank accounts. Anyone looking to search for unclaimed property with the Kansas State Treasurer's Office can get started by heading to the agency's website at unclaimedproperty.ks.gov.